to begin Daniel 7.
Daniel chapter 7.
I probably can't speak very long tonight.
Aww.
Beth can stuff me with so much food. I can barely see straight.
Yeah, we did force it right down his throat.
Then you're doing your job.
And then I saw as I was coming in the new food that was added. The last thing I saw was the ring of death out there. Whatever that is, it looks good, but I ain't touching it. Could I have a cup of water?
Sure.
Become dehydrated. Okay, so are you there, Daniel 7:25? Okay. All right, so let's pray for a minute. Lord, we are so desperate for you, whether we know it or not. Really thank you for the words that we have heard tonight. Lord, thank you for Pastor Foster, his faithfulness, Lord, in serving you all these decades. We thank you, Lord. We pray you would bless him, and that you would touch his body, we pray, Lord. Thank you for the trooper that he is. Please bless him, Lord. Pastor Ken, Cindy, Lord, the work here. Lord, we need each other. We need you. We need to be encouraged. We know we have an enemy. He is real. He is an expert in what he does. His malicious work, his lying, his stealing, his murder, Lord. But you are greater. You have defeated him at the cross.
Yes.
So encourage us tonight with these few words, we pray, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
In Daniel 7:25, we read something. Before we read this, in Daniel 7:8, I believe, talks about the Antichrist, and it says that he speaks that he has a mouth that speaks, the word really means pompous things. The devil speaks pompous things. The Antichrist speaks pompous things against the Lord. Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the word, you know that word, that fancy word, hubris? You know the word hubris? It means like superlative pride. That he could resist God and think that he's going to somehow come out ahead. The mystery of iniquity. It says in 7:25, and speaking about the same Antichrist who resists the Ancient of Days, and he shall speak great words against the Most High. And it appears that the words that he speaks against the Most High are not to the Most High. Because God's like, whoa. Like, well, okay, Satan, really. You're threatening me now. I'm really fearful. Do you think God ever thinks that against the devil? No. But he shall speak great words against the Most High, or contrary to the Most High. But who, guess who he's speaking them to? Well, let's continue reading. And he shall wear out the saints of the Most High. So the devil speaks to the saints. I mean, I'm just kind of working through this. That the devil speaks against the Most High to the saints to wear us out. So that we will lose courage and we will faint in our call. And then, he continues on, and he'll think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. This is 3.5 years in the tribulation period, the great tribulation period. So, I don't know, so what inroads has he been seeking in your life? Maybe you can just think about that for a minute. Maybe as Pastor Shalu would say, talk to your neighbor about that for a minute. Talk to your neighbor. How, what, just talk about that for a minute with someone nearby. What is he doing? How is he seeking to wear you out? How is he trying to discourage you in the way? Just talk about that for a minute.
So I can drink some water.